We're up to Shinya Dalid Se'if base. Ha-yava nekev nesan. We know you're not allowed to make a hole in the cleat. What if there was a hole and it was plugged? Are you now making it and you unplugged it? Is that you're making a new hole or not? Meaning, this is like, remember we said, you have a plastic soda bottle, you take off the bottle cap. Forgetting about whether you're fixing the bottle cap. You're definitely not fixing the bottle because the bottle hasn't changed. So what if something has a plug in the hole? You say the plug is separate, so you haven't included the cleat. You say no, the plug becomes part of the cleat. When you open it, you're opening up the cleat. So that depends. In the math, and then I've learned to say something more. Also, the possible the human math and called COVID. Yeah, I love talking about you. Because you say, I'm going to cover to my father's father. That's more and mother. It depends. If it is all the way at the bottom, below the sediment, where all the weight lands on it, then we assume that whatever plugged up in that hole has to be so strong that it's a light part of the cleat itself. And therefore, when you take out part of the cleat itself, that's making a pesach or a nekev, and that's also. But if it's above the sediment, then the sediment is all the way at the bottom. Then not all the way. And therefore, it doesn't need to be such a strong closing up, and therefore it's considered a separate ketzah. So the question is, the plug is separate ketzah or part of the ketzah of the cleat? That depends if it's on the bottom or on top. Gimel, the mukum nekev yastan, now referring here to, I think the Shabur says explicitly, came to lamala min hashmarim. Here we're talking about if it's lamala min hashmarim, right? When we said you're allowed to take out a plug. No, do not feel the makdea. You could even use a drill or an awl or something, probably an awl. You can even use a tool to get it out. What's an example? That Mr. Berg is an example that we have every Shabbos, right? At the end of Sif Kut and Yud Zayin, the Shtafti, a quart, right? You put a quart in the wine bottle. That quart, well, it's clearly a model of Shmar, it's a model of everything. Now, that quart is not considered part of the barrel, right? The wine bottle, the quart is separate from the bottle. You can take it out, no problem. When it's mutter to take out a plug, it's even mutter to use a tool to take out a plug. And the Mishmur says, for example, that is a corkscrew, because you don't really have paste to all, you know, or chisels or whatever they used to use. It's no problem. The fact that you need a plea to take it out doesn't make it malacha.
I have to discuss the nekev, smoker from, you know, nekev that's on, if it's a base of repeats.
Look, over it is. The mission word just, I think, is throwing in. I don't know if I'm discussing exactly. I think his point is, in that maybe if it was under the sediment, you might have said it becomes part of the glass bottle, even though it's a separate piece. So you're saying that it's also that the fact that you use a cleat to remove it doesn't mean that it's part of the piece and it's considered building. Even if you need a cleat to remove it, it's still considered a separate piece. Okay, what if it would be glass and quartz? It would be under the setting. Would you say glass and quartz is clearly separate in you? Or would you say no, then it becomes part of it as if you're fixing it? I'm not sure. It's a good question. But in any case, you know, at the very least, as a culture thing, and I think the point is definitely the burning is here on a plea. The fact that you need a plea to remove it doesn't make it a problem. Continuing one second, VH Omrin, right? This is the Kiddush of the Kobot of VH Omrin. He doesn't give it a name. We'll show you from that. We also know the cultural heritage. She ain't asking with Dekis Yahoo, cultural H, and Mahadkin, Mahoda, each of some Baneke, the Kotun, Roth, all that will see all bad. I nourish the neck of Kadash, the author. What's the Kiddush? He makes a Kiddush again. Is this, do I have applications of this directly to our modern day reality? I'm not sure. No. But what does he say? He says, this is all their classic barrel in the old days of Paris. This is something tomorrow. In the keres, so the plug doesn't really become part of the keres. So in the wooden barrel, you put in a wooden plug, you make it so tight, you cut off the ends that it's flush with the barrel, then even the Malamana Swara that becomes part of the barrel. It just, it's clearly integrated into the barrel. So it's wooden, wood, and very tight, and, you know, cut off, you just look like part of the barrel. So then even the Malamana Swara that's part of the barrel. That is the Ish Omer and Pashtos. The Mechavitz is the Pascha that way, but it's really still controversial. If you look at the Shabriya test, he says that this is a Kovo, and the Prima Gadol, the Eliyahu Rabba are Machra that way, but the, sorry, the Prima Gadol, the Eliyahu Rabba that way, the Eliyahu Rabba, and the Nachlasi are Mako. Okay, doesn't really drop in our days, and I hope it's not wrong, whether it's true or not. But I can't think offhand of a contemporary application. Interestingly, the going back to the beginning, the part about the Machzeach is not in the Gemara, right? It's, you look at very early, it's a Mordechai. The Gemara just says you could open it, basically said things in the Gemara. Said Gimel is not in the Gemara. There's two things not in the Gemara. The second thing is the Kobo, the Yisr of a wooden barrel, which is controversial whether that's true. First thing is that you can use a Kli. What's the condition of using a Kli? So the Pashup shot is that that obviously might have put it. If you need to use a Kli, then it's become part of the, anything you need to use a Kli, that makes it part of it. Anything you need to use a tool to remove, that makes it part of the barrel and shows that you're improving the barrel. If you need to use a tool, that shows that you're improving the barrel. So the Mashal not, even if you need to use the tool, plug is separate from a barrel. The Beis Yosef understood the Kiddush more a little more boldly. The Beis Yosef understood Kiddush is even though when you use this tool, you widen the hole, it's okay. That's the way Beis Yosef understood. And that's why the Mishnah Brura here in Sivkatan Tezayin has to say, as long as you don't widen it to reject, and he says it's called the Achronim, to reject the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef thinks there's a heter even of widening, and the Mishnah Brura thinks there isn't. What's the focus here? Okay, you pass like the Mishnah Brura, and he quotes all the Achronim for that. No, not the Achronim on our page, but it says all the Shabbos, Eliyahu Rabba, and Shara Achronim. The machlokas is you're not trying to widen. You're just trying to get out of the flood with a chisel or something. As a sick ratio, that you end up widening the hole. So is widening the hole of a barrel unintentionally, usher or not? That seems to be machlokas. You also understand the Mordechai saying unintentional widening is not usher, even if it's a sick ratio. And the Mishnah Berurah assumes that it is. Okay, Dalit.
The same machlokas is like the Machaber Ramah earlier.
And the Shabur doesn't say that explicitly, but according to at least the way he explained it. It should be the same machlokas. And that makes sense that the Jilz is Mako, and it makes sense that the Shura is Machmir. All right, you have to look in the Chronic. So you are with the Pip Shot above earlier. If there's, you know, I don't think everyone says this is the same, but certainly does seem to be. The same folks look the Prima Gadol here, that's how he explains it. At least that's how the Prima Gadol explains it. Right? A Beis Yosef hit to the Prima Gadol at the end of Mishnah's of days. A people host of Markla Nekev. The Lord Peshman Elo Chenekev also a people of Allah. The Wiener Nala Markla Nekev. The husband was the head there. That's who's doing it explicitly, directly. Because we know too low, we make it zero. But to Ain King Khan, the old Lissam was talk about Shayef, the Lord of Gosru. Okay, so what does he say here? He says here, you're not doing it explicitly. You're not doing it purposefully, which is very similar to Sif Aleph. Also, he says, if the whole thing hit the zero of the widening a hole in a building, in a wall so trying to go in, then a wall so trying to go in, you don't really knock out plugs. So maybe that could be a slight differentiation. But at the very least, the beginning of this, Prima God makes it seem like the same upholdness. So according to Prima God, is probably the same upholdness. Dalit. Barza, Shebechavis, Ve'inon, Yachavol. See, this is also just one weird case that happened once. It's a Rabbeinu Avigdor. There is a Barza. Barza means how they, you know, like, I mean, you're seeing like Old Westerns or something. They have a barrel of beer or whatever, and they make a hole and stick the faucet in there. So the faucet was stuck and couldn't come out. You can knock it out with a with another faucet. Again, the Kiddush, I don't know if it's really a Kiddush to this Se'ir. Seems a little similar to Nokia Makil Makdea. I mean, even though it requires a lot of force, it's still utter. Eventually, a barza rishon neged hashmarim says the Ramah based on Sif Beis, as long as it's not under the sentence. Okay.
Yeah. Is barza not dafka or and is it just the thing in the bottom that's holding all the weight of the?
So Rav Moshe says in Chelek Dalet Simen. Simon Ayin Ches, that anytime it's at the bottom, that counts. Okay, we very rarely though have things that are plugged up at the bottom. Motorly thing called a colo, the cover so barge, you're allowed to put a straw, a tube, a hollow tube in a either in the barrel or in the faucet of the barrel, lahotzi yayin. So the wine will flow out. Even though it was never there, it was never there in the first place. Okay, so what's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is not, you look in the Gemara, it's not that you can put a tube in the barrel. Putting a tube in the barrel, that's clearly not making anything. Just putting a tube in the barrel for it to flow out if you're not like attached to it. The chiddush is that you might have had a havamina to make a zero, right? You might have had a hug make a zero, because after all, you have to cut the tube down to size and fix it in order to make it useful for this. So you might, let's say, what does the Gemara say? Give me a second. Everyone agrees that it came out, you can put it back, you put it in once, okay, you put it back. Completely the chat cover lomatakna, mine suffer, mine also within Dilma, new man of Shari, and it's my folks in Rab and Shmuel, and we passing the Kula because. They have a at the very end halach of Rabbi Yoshe, and Rabbi Yoshe is like Shmuel. He's like, only pass like 4 years before it's not books or books on earth. And the Gemara ends with Dorash Rab. Who was it? Shisha for your reading, Shay Yochan, halach of Rabbi Yoshe. So what's my focus? If where it is a cut but not fixed, and the machlokes is whether it is zera lest you also go mechta. Lest you come to cut. Okay, what exactly is this case of cut? The machaber doesn't really say very much. He just says, Umar, you're allowed to put a tana kolo, even though it was never there beforehand, because it was already there once, and there's no zera why you fix anything. But what exactly is this? Is this zera? It's not so clear. Rashi says here that it just means it was totally perfect, but you haven't tried it yet. And when you try it, you might discover that it's the wrong size, and then you might cut it or cut another one or etc. So Rashi says, if perfect, you just haven't tried it yet. The Rabbeinu Hananel here says, in very small print, here we are. Atucha ve'ena metukenes lachnisa v'nekev avalachtoch. Okay, he's not 100% clear what his lashon is, but it sounds like that it's hot. But you still need to. It's cut, but you still need to like bend it, push and shake your fingers in order to get it in. And they argue whether you're allowed to do that, or whether it's zero that you might come to cut a new one. And then we pass them that you're allowed to. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rambam that no, what it means is it's cut, but it needs some more cutting. Let's say. It needs more fixing that you can manage without. Like, it needs more fixing that you can manage without. Maybe zero, they'll cut it 100% perfectly, or to trust me that you use it even though it's not perfect. And we pass in the Kula. If you look at the Mishnah Brewer here, what does he say? He says, first and cut, he points out, this is talking about if you don't do Tia. If you do Tia, that's obviously building something. But I mean, there's the thing you put in and out, like, so it was obvious that wasn't the normal case. And then Chavala, he says, even if, first to go to Rashi, that wouldn't mean Lomatakta, you haven't tested it yet. But you're allowed to put it in, even though you haven't tried it on for size yet. But then, quotes to Beis Yosef, quoting the Rambam, that even if it's missing some kukun, meaning it's missing some cutting lakora, still it's mutter, and we're not worried you'll finish it. So even if it's not 100% done, it's only 90% done, and normally on a weekday you would put it in and then you would say, oh, let me just make it perfect. We trust my Shabbos that as long as it works, we don't make it zero that you might make it perfect. And he endorses the kula of the Rambam. So basically he paskins like lakula of both Rashi and the Rambam, even though you have it, not that you can fix it. You can't fix it at all on Shabbos, but even though you haven't tried it on for size yet, and even though it needs more fixing to make it look nice and work perfectly, but it's good enough, we don't make it zero that you'll discover it's the wrong size and fix, or that you'll fix it even if it's not 100%. Okay, this Rambam is a interesting, if you extrapolate from this Rambam, what he's saying is that when you have something that works on Shabbos, even though it needs a little more fixing, be perfect, we don't make it zero, that we will protect it, and we let you use it as long as it basically works. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about the Ola Shel Hadas. Avalitit Ola Shel Hadas, I'll read the Shulchan Aruch first, V'nekev Shevachavah Sheheh Sheha'ola also Kamarzei, to put a Hadas leaf, and you sort of fold it and it becomes a spout, right? You can imagine if you fold the Hadas leaf, it becomes a spout, a very small one. I guess they were talking about a very small, when you mean a very small spout. Ha'yayin Zav Derasham Lo. Why? Because Rinan, that's not being in the kale or anything. You're just putting a leaf in there and like rolling it up a little. Because Rinan, Shalay attacking, Marzid, Lingeno, Shifola, Yayin, Lesoko, Yelef, Lemay, Rako, the Shlokeha, Alo, Makapo, Marzid, Nirako, Osa, Marzid. Okay, because we're afraid that you might actually build a spout, right? Because since it looks like a spout, even though here you're just putting in a leaf, it's like Zera Atu. That you might make a real spout. He said, you can stick in the tube, you can stick in the faucet, that because you don't bend it into shape. So it's not exactly. But the leaf, when you bend it into shape, even though that in and of itself is not a halacha, but it's exera, once you're making the leaf into the shape of a spout, that you might actually make a real spout. That's actually a machlokus. I'm a rhyme in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says that you can't. Where are we? High tirpa da asa asser. Shmuel says you can't use a hadas leaf as a stout in your barrel. My time, what's the reason? Or the name, I mean, that's the orange zero shall marzi. Because you can put in a faucet or occasionally Gemara, a straw. because that is has a rigid shape. But over here, where you're bending into shape, we're afraid it looks like making something. You might make a real Marzi, like actually build it. Rashi, no, because we meant, let's say, pick more adasis. After all, if you use this, then you might come to, if you know you can use it next time, you might come to fix. My benayu, what's an afimina? Benayu, the kodam man to be sadia. All right, that also is my focus. What the, exactly what that means. But Rashi says, that you might, Rashi says you might break it off a branch, and that would be fixing its shape if you want to use it as a marze, and that would be tikkun bane. And therefore he says if it's already, the way the Torah at least understands the heter, what if you have a whole bunch of them already prepared, and therefore you don't need to do anything in order to prepare them. The look here says the Torah.
Hadas, why is it usher? It was Rav Yemar, right? Where did
two Amorim? Rav Yemar and what?
Ravashi.
Rav Yemar says Sheva Yasin Marzei. Rav Ashi says Sheva Yitzom.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina the Nafkamina is you have a lot. Says the Torah that means if you have a bunch of them, if you have many of them, then we're not afraid that you'll pick new ones, because why do you pick new ones if you have a whole plate full of them? So only if you only have one of them, then if it gets lost, you might need to pick a you might need to pick a new one. But if you only have one of them, then it's no problem. But here it's a bit of my focus. What's an afimina? Here it is. The afimina is money, talking about money. Monty, basically, Rav Yemar would say usher in all circumstances. Here we have a bit of a machlokes. Rashi says kachim monkey means it's prepared, and certainly the way Yosef understands Rashi, he understands that Rashi is very different from the Torah. Says machma hachi beirusha,
says Rashi mutter im. Muchan umunach me erev Shabbos, meaning if you have to find a leaf, then where it grows there, you might cut it down, you might break it off. But if you have it already prepared for erev Shabbos, then it's okay. The Torah is a little more machmir. Says the Torah, mutter, even if you have one sitting there, still we're afraid it might break, and you might go pick another one. Rather mutter in Yeshlo Harbim. Okay, so that's the opinions. For gamer, it's always utter. They were up to Marzi, nothing to believe itself.
Rav Ashi says it's because of the you might pick the leaf off the branch. Even Rashi says even if not off the tree, even just picking off the branch in order to make it into a marze would be tikkun bane. And therefore, Rashi says if you have one ready, one prepared, it's okay. And the Torah says only if you have many prepared, because we're afraid that something will happen to it. Let's just go to the machaber then. Let's go back to the machaber. Okay, we'll leave Rabbeinu Kanano for now, says the machaber. We just read the machaber. He just said usher. Why did he just say usher? Because he postulates Rav Yemer. Why is he postulating Rav Yemer? Because the Rambam postulates Rav Yemer. This is the Rambam. And from the Rambam to the Machaber. However, the Ramah says, Yish Matir, and the people also had as much as hard to human, the Ein Lachosh, Shema Yixon. If you have a lot prepared, then there's no problem. It's because the Rosh and the Torah, who follows his father, follows Ravashi, meaning obviously the Torah's version of Ravashi. This is the Rosh and the Torah, and from them to the Ramah. Okay, I'm being a little anachronistic. The Rosh and the Torah are basically Paskin like the Redeemer, right? Obviously, that's the Torah's version of Redeemer, the Rosh and the Torah. And that's the Ramah, and the Ramah Paskins. Like, and that's what she explains, that according to the Chavar, it's Shemayasa Marze, even according to Arma, that's not the zero at all. It's only Shemayavo, it's only Shemayavo Lixel. Okay, the Agav.
The Arma was like the choice
version of Ramash. The Ikramach quote, this is the repository for Gamer. Or like Ravashi. Okay, then, like the Rosh, you could have said it different ways. Okay, the Rosh and the Torah take their way of doing it. The Magen Avraham and the Taz here just quote from the Ran, really, basically, the book of the Ran, that even though leaves are animal food, and usually by animal food we say you cut them. That's not considered cheap and fleet or right stuff. But over here, when you're cutting them to put them in a barrel, that might be worse. It makes more kashivas fleet if you add them to a barrel, which is a real fleet, and therefore we're worried that if you do pima, it would be an extra rice. Okay, Vav goes back to Kofen Vavman Aleph for our original Gemara of the barrel. Right, what was the yisod of the barrel? But so he's having lots of pleas. Right, you can't have kavana to make it a plea, or in another phrase, lepiska kavachavim. Right, you can't have kavana to make a plea or lepiska kavachavim. If we recall, we ended up asking Shlomozalman and others that lepiska kavachavim was only an issue in Emirat. So he's having lots of pleas, or even in Muslim. But we assume that only meant a Pesach that you were going to refill, like to keep it as a kli to refill and use many times, not if you're going to just empty it and throw it out right away. As far as this sip goes, so this sip is talking about by the time we get through with the Achronim, the Modern Day Posting, this sip is talking about barrels, whether mustik or normal, which you could reduce. It's not necessarily talking about our tuna tents. So what it's saying, Mudul Ahatis, Rosha Pump, the Sayyid, Lava Pesach, Kamin, Kincha Mesa, Rosha. You're allowed to chop off the top of the barrel with a sword because your kavana is not for a Pesach, because you're chopping off the whole top. The Gemara says, this is the Gemara's case, right? Here we are. Maybe other chav shall yain and make his rosh of sai upon violin, yofi, kamachavin, hakam, isol, and yofi, kamachavin. Okay. That's why, because the kavana chopping off the top is not to preserve it as a good kli, like you just want a kli without a top. No, it's like in yofi, it's just to tell your guests, please, some take as much as you want. I'm very generous. Based on that line of the Gemara, What does Mishabura say here in Chatei? Ela laharchin motzos vaseh shiuchol b'kal likat ma sheh b'socha. It's just you want to open it a lot so you can easily get what's inside. He continues, he says, v'dav kishosem b'nei ha'orchin. That's a big chumr the Eliyahu Rabbah. That the Eliyahu Rabbah, tremendous chumr,
that only if you have guests. Meaning, the Gemara says, in yachr. I might have said, in yachr, the makam is la'dav.
It just means to have easy access, not to preserve it as a good thing.
But the
Eliyahu Rabbah says, Dafka. No. There's only two reasons you can take off the top: to preserve it as a nice kli in that shape, or be generous to your guests. So if you have guests, it's butter. If you don't have guests, it's butter. And the Mishnah quotes this. Again, not so mice for us.
So everyone but the Kazanish agrees you can take off the top of a can,
even if you don't have guests, because it's not called the Pesach on the Chavim, so you're going to throw it out with a dent. But if you have a barrel, says the Mishabura, only if you have guests, we assume it's for generosity. If you don't have guests, the assumption is that it is for preserving it in a nice shape, and therefore it's an Isser of us in this week. Avalena Kvav, it's Sida, Bein Shal Aves, Bein Shal Bekufa, Osir, Akil Baroma, Shaotzenech, Gadol, Ve'inu Dov, Pesach. But that's chopping up the top. What if you make a hole in the side? Whether it's the hole in the side of the sapper or a hole in the side of the barrel, even if you're using a spear, which makes a big hole, and it's not the normal way you're going to make a hole in the barrel, which is small holes that tap into, because that's what the Gemara says. This is all just quoting the Gemara from Bam and Aleph.
If you just want to aim it, what's the word assumption? It's either any yachr or pesach or machah. If you don't just crack it, right? If you crack it, that's silver other. But otherwise, that's your kavana. But the more say, if you chop off the top, that's any yachr. Says the Zabur, quoting Eliyahu Rabbah, only do yes. If you make a hole in the side, that's not any yachr. But it must be that you want it, a pesach like this. Even if you use a sword, which you might have on a spear, nonetheless, you might have thought, oh, that's not a normal way to make a pesach. Nonetheless, that's the goal. Way to get to the food. Nonetheless, the assumption is you want a pesach.
The Talmudish say that toucan, even though it's not a bonnet, and even though it's not a bonnet, just a bonnet, because it's just like lopping off the top of a barrel.
The Chazanish does say that opening up a toucan is bonnet,
not meaning there's no pesach, it's just a case of it.
Okay, what's the exact law shown? I have it here, right? A good point. Let me just. What does he say? He says, let me just double check. Maybe I'm wrong. Yes, he says it's bone and not, although he says it's bone and it's not makavipatis, but he also says it's kashen pesach. You know, he thinks that, now it could be that he thinks that the whole of pesach in that Gemara is mishum bone, or maybe he thinks only this pesach mishum bone. He doesn't say exactly what's the problem. Yeah, it could be that he thinks all the Pesach news from Bonet is sorry. So then, not that he's differentiating. Yes. No, even Muslim is also your Kabbalah for Pesach beyond that. Remember? Okay, so let's chazer again. Even if it's Muslim gift, your Kabbalah for Pesach beyond that's Usher, Kazanich seems to be Bonet, most of the postal things are with my Patish. And then we just have to figure out what your kavana is. And so the Gemara has Maskana that your kavana in many places is to make a kli. To liko megufa lamala motor la pesach makamim. But if you make a hole in the stopper on top, then it's much extend your kavana is not for pesach. And there pesach pesach lamala no kol megufa. It's not the derech make a pesach on top. You just move the stopper.
There's a difference.
let me cover for a second. Ready? Working in Kavanah Vega Pesach. You want this to be a good, clean, with an opening, not just to destroy it. What's up, Hosea the Chazan Ish and everyone else? What if you just want it to be a... When I open any can, I want this to be a nice, clean, with a clean, so I can see things out. Okay. Wanting to see things out is not called Kavanah Vega Pesach Yad. That's just whole access and food. What the Chazan Ish said is that his tumor is, he says, forget about it, look, if something is totally closed, whenever you make an opening, that makes it clear, at least he says, that part, that would work. If you want to make an opening to get the food, and then keep it there for a little while, and then take the rest. He calls that Kavanah Pesach Yafeh. Everyone else says, that's not Kavanah Pesach Yafeh, that's not Kavanah Lassias Kli. And don't Kavanah Lassias Kli if you want to reuse it, you have to be mad. And what about and what about Vav? So the Chazan Ish says in Vav he doesn't argue that it lasts. It's just a barrel with a stopper. It's considered to be an open clean from the beginning, and then he admits that it's only considered Kavanah Lasos Pesach because you want to refill it. And that's what he says here. And then he doesn't. He says if you chop the head off. If you chop the head off, that's, and you're not, if you chop the head off for guests, that's not, and your kavanah is not to make it opening just to get the wine, then that's mutter because the barrel was already at least, it wasn't completely closed like a can. That's the, okay, so let's just pause it for a second here. I know this is a little subtle. What if your kavanah is lepesach lehotzi ochel, right? Over time, right? And meshek. Lord. Let me say. What do we see from here? Your kavanah is clearly to get the food in the barrel, right? If you chop off the head of the barrel and your kavanah is for generosity, then it's mutter. But if your kavanah is for not for generosity, then it is oster. Right? Basically, if your kavanah is for food to clean, that's oster. If your kavanah is just to get to the food with generosity, then that is mutter. That's basically the principle here. And then everything else is umdada based on how people acted 2,000 years ago, what their kavanah was, which, again, we're not the word for it because we don't really know how people relate to their barrels. We don't really know how people relate to their barrels 3,000 years ago. So what if they said, Bob? Sitbav says it depends on your kavanah. If your kavanah is latatin hakli, then usher. If your kavanah is li kapa okel, many much. Now we're in our days, everyone's kavanah is just to take the food, right? Everyone's kavanah now is just to take the food. What's the makhluk? Yes, makhluk is a dili or letzion and reform zalman is, what about the soda cans? Do you say my kavanah is doing the soda, pulling the tab, or do you say no, I'm pulling the tab, but the tab is made to be a special for drinking, and that's considered by the kavanah to, right? That's sort of the in between the machlokes between Shlomo Zalman and last time. What if soda can you have no special plan. You have no special plan, but it's built with kavanah for a special stout. That's where Shlomo Zalman Orbach says mutter, and the Orlin Sion says osser, and very well, it was not going to be. That's fun. Okay, but what about our modern utensils? What about our modern utensils? So what about modern cans, etc.? So here's where the Chazon Ish said it's more cook, because since it was totally enclosed, it's more cover. And even if you're abundant, just to take out the food, that's still considered a Pesach Yotzeh, as long as you might use it for another hour. Right? Says the Chazon Ish, more chomer, because it was a, how do you say, like a totally enclosed food?
I still eat food.
Not when you eat. It was a food out opening, right? Because it had no opening, and therefore, any Pesach useful for removing some food now and some food later is Asiyas Kli / Avonas Pesach. That was what the Chazon Ish said. He said, Haka, even if your intention is just to get the food, I'm not opening a can of corn. I'm not trying to fix the can of corn. My intention is not to improve the can of corn. I intend just to get the food. So that more corn. And he talks about cans, which why some people will not wear cans, but the Yorka Shabbos and others assume that he would say the same thing about any totally sealed, like plastic, is also totally sealed, etc. Any totally sealed container. Any container that's totally sealed, not totally sealed. Any container that's totally sealed. That is the Chazon Ish. However, Shlomo Zalman and Brook Poston say no, it is not more covered after all. In the back, I'm trying to be generous. What does that mean? I'm not sure how much everyone will eat when, right? Might eat some of it for a while. When they had the supper, what my brother was eating, the hole in the wall. All these cases, I didn't know. It's not an empty abyss set. And that's why the Chazon Ish button is not for on any packages that you might leave some for later. Said after you don't leave some. Okay. That was, said after you don't need to leave some for later, but that was not so worked out by the Chazon Ish team looking forward to that you don't. The Shlomo Zalman wrote post can say no. Modern packages are not more bummer than the are not more common than bow. If your intention is not to try to improve the package, then it is mutter. Right? Nope. Same as said bug, and your kavana is always to get the food. Unlike the barrel where the pen is to you, and we'll go to the Gemara, not the Levi for now. That's part of the Mufa, that part of the Mufa, unlike the barrel where your intention was to sometimes improve the barrel, it has intention. If you ever meet anyone who opened a tuna can or a can of corn or sardines with intention to improve the can? No, so you ever meet someone who opened a bag of potato chips with intention to improve a bag of potato chips? Well, they just want to get to the food. People without ordering, because our game were disposable, it's obvious because they are disposable. Once they're disposable, the only time with the intention to improve the clean would be if you're planning to refill it. Right? It's always to get the food, unless you plan to refill it. If you plan to refill it, then you have to find anything you swapped it. Well, did you do it for generosity just to access the food, or did you do it so it'll be a good food to use later? And you probably did it so it'll be a good food to use later. So let me just
I'm going to say in slightly different words, but I'm going to say the same thing, because you don't refill the container. Since you don't refill the container, then your kavanah enemies, the old TM7, except the COVID test. Okay, but with few exceptions, your kavanah is to, your kavanah is just to get to the, and that's what he is more made. Let's go back to this. Okay, so that basically over here is, you know, if you say over here, well, what's your kavanah? And you use the same measurements as in Sifah. No one uses the same measurements as in Sifah. The Chazanish said we should use more macher than Sifah, because since our packages are not all, but all packages that you read, you know, the are totally enclosed. Therefore, it's more chomer. And again, he says an extra, which I didn't put on the board. Extra, if he does want to get the food that's told negatively, certainly if he wants to save some of the food for now and some for later, that's told negatively, more chomer. So the balance says more cow, because since you don't refill them, your kavanah is only just to get the food. That's not just to get the food, whether you're getting the food all at once or getting the food little by little, that's the fine. That's not kavanah to food. That's kavanah to get the food. That's the exception of the cats. Erzolzamet is even more than that. Although I'm back in his lush, he says it's more than the soda cans because he used to throw that, you have to fill them, and because you're not working hard to cut it the right way. Which sort of implies that if you had worked hard to make the scout, maybe he'd be more than a sir. But he thinks that since you're just pulling the tap, you subjectively are not related to this of making a plea, even if. Right. Well, it's your old friend. They said $1 million in R&D to design this open. So isn't that clearly trying to improve the clean? Well, that says, I don't know what they did. You're not trying to improve the clean. You're trying to bring your stuff. You know, you didn't go to the store and say, let me pick the one with the right size staff when I pull this tab. You bought that soda, you're opening it. You're not related to it improving the clean. When you're related to it improving the clean, it's not improving the clean. Okay, so that's why Sitbub is not super relevant nowadays, except for those who drink from barrels, which is probably very few of us. In college, they had keg parties, right? But nowadays, I don't think, I've never been to a keg party in college. You can quote me on this if you wish, even though it could be misleading, that I went an entire undergraduate degree at Princeton University and never once turned down an invitation to a wild party. Not even once. Which, by the way, is the secret to success as a frogid in the secular world. Meaning, if you have to start turning down invitations to wild parties, then you're already, you know, treading on thin ice. If you have a persona and you make it very clear what your identity is very proudly, and people look at you and say, this is the kind of fellow who, of course, I'm not going to invite you to a wild party because it's obvious that you're not interested in the invitation, then you'll do just fine. That's it. Unfortunately, some people, you know, get in trouble. They go out to the secular world and say, well, I want to fit in, I don't want to make waves, I want to be like people, I want to be popular, etc. So I'll keep my principles, but I'll try to, like, you know, not look weird. And then they have to turn down invitations to wild parties. And you know what? Eventually, you're going to accept this. If you say, "Yeah, well, we're my identity with pride," and you know, I'm the religious weirdo who doesn't know how to have fun and does everything different, etc., then people respect that, and they'll say, you know, and even if I attend the inaugural wild party, they say no thanks. They'll say, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Of course, you know, instead of saying, "Come on," okay, that's life lessons for those of us who are not necessarily going to be rabbis. You know, anyone listening here who might go to secular college or secular workplace or secular world, etc., that's the key is to never turn down an invitation to a wild party. Okay, but in any case, even though I never turned down or accepted an invitation to a wild party in Princeton, nonetheless, from what I did, let's understand that keg party means that, okay, look here. That everyone drinks as much at once, you know,
that, that no one has to feel like they're restricted. But I'm pretty sure the kids right now use these like plastic things that are now lying on her balance. You know, not the Wessex. Unfortunately. You know, we live in a generation of very little authenticity. But back to this. Okay, so these barrels, even if you have head parts, you're not going to see barrels like this probably. I mean, wineries, they still have like proper wooden barrels, not terrace. The terrace got bottles you only see in museums in the Middle East. Terrace kegs, but they still have wooden kegs, but we don't usually the top of them so much on shops. In any case, let's go to what the Gemara is talking about. A few things. First of all, the Beit Yosef here mentioned it, before you saw barrel, that one more cover. Then you can see the Ohel, and then everything's awesome. Okay, that we already remember from the, we saw it in the Ran and many other Rishonim. They say, oh, you're in a different Peshavs. They're in 40 saw, the child doesn't know what was in 40 saw. Why? They say, let's make down that it would be a 40 saw barrel, that's much more common. Why? Because a lot of the barrels are very long, 40 saw. They're not like typical barrels from museums from the time of the market. Okay, that's much more common. That is running a structure. We are not. But let's assume we're talking about a normal size barrel. So, first, there's a little bit of confusion that says the Gemara umetiz rosha b'sayda. You can chop off the head of a barrel with a sword. That's what it seems like. Lashon the Gemara is maybe adam chavas lo yayin umetiz rosha b'sayda. Says the four here. Mugdur lahat is rosh hamagufa b'sayda. You can chop off the top of the magufa, the stopper on top of the barrel, with a sword. And then, okay, it gets leibedik. Everyone tries to figure out why this is. And Rashi is very important. Something more that has nothing to do with the magufa and the Rambam sounds like, etc. And so the Beit Yosef says, why is the torso machu says you can chop off the rosh of the magufa, but not the rosh of the chavis? Well, then Mar said the Rosh of the Chavis, that's when the Chavis says the Rosh of the Chavis. So that's a big mystery. We'll just hear one answer, which is given Lahalacha by the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't say he's answering it after the four, but he says Magen Avraham and other Akronim. Look in the if you look in the Magen Avraham. He says, etc. The tour, and he says, I'm answering this half of the tour. He says, depends which kind of barrel. How are the Rishonim machmir? The Rishonim were machmir. Remember how not been brought? Not been brought, but the Rosh and one day in Tosos, etc. And the Machaber in Sif Aleph that the heter is only mustik because you're not allowed to break the real. So the Magen Avraham says something very clever. And that was the Torah would follow the Rosh also go that way, right? Said the Torah, basically exact same Lashon as being a Chavis. So it says Magen Avraham, this same thing. If it's a Musiki barrel, which is how they're milking the Gemara, you're allowed to top off the top of the barrel. But what the Torah wants to say here is, I know that the first of all, I know it's a nice answer, that's the way it works out. You want to say, what if it's a normal barrel? The normal barrel, because you see the Shulchan Aruch here is a little misleading, according to his own sheet. He says there's a lot of top of the top of a barrel. Okay, you should have reminded us of that. He thought it could happen, as we already knew. But Kitzer said, but it's a normal barrel, you can't top off it. There's only more that doesn't bother the most. He and my normal barrel is a saucer, but you can still chop off the top of the magufa. Because a magufa is not a real plate.
No, this is a barrel. What? What does it mean under a barrel?
That is a great question. Exactly what it looked like. We should have brought like a Steinfeld or someone that actually finds ancient barrels. So let me admit straight off.
that Chaim Soloveitchik would, you know, expect me and, you know, hang me in the tree at this point because I didn't go. And even though so many resources on the internet and even the Torah Talmud, et cetera, there, they told me to pick through the old barrels. And I didn't. I just logically figure out what the barrel looked like from the Gemara, which is not the sort of academic way. It's not sort of a way of doing things because you might make a mistake for good reason. But anyway, from the Gemara, it seemed like, you're right, very confusing. It seemed to the Gemara that this is what the barrel looked like.
A black barrel, red and lupa. Not that that was the actual color. Here's the barrel. All right, whatever shape.
Yeah.
And then, since the Gemara talks about the spine of the lupa, the top of the lupa, and the side of the barrel. So what's the spine of the lupa? So the whole of the lupa looked something like this. And then was like cemented in, right? Right. So you could make a hole in the top of the lupa. You could make a hole in the top of the barrel if, like, it wasn't open on top. You could make a hole in the side of the lupa or in the side of the barrel. And that's all the different scenarios that the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss. That's what that looks like. The lupa stuck up a little, therefore you could make a hole in the side of the lupa. All right. Okay. How solid the lupa was, I'm not sure, but that's not my thing. Right, so let's go back. So what do we say? So said Mr. Burak, people put him on the road, I think he's off the tour. Done with the tour and a weird shot in the Gemara. And thought the Gemara managed to move, and thought the Gemara had chopped up the Gemara. No, the tour had the same shot as everyone else in the Gemara. He was just telling you, saying that if it's most of the key, chop up and down the barrel. And that's what the Gemara meant. But he's telling an equivalent. If it's not most of the you can chop off the top of the Gemara. So the Gemara has no more kashivos than Mosiki, because it's not a kli shalim. Okay, very reasonable. That's the Mishabura Chavim, right? He says it's only in Mosiki, but if you want to chop off the Magufa, even in a regular coverage you can, because the Magufa has a kashivos like Mosiki, because it's not a serious kli. Yeah, what's going on with the whole aside with the spear is just what for Gemara. What's going on at the end of this it? Liko Hamagufa Lamala Mutter, etc. So that's based on the Gemara of Rav Huna. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda says, you can't make a hole in Gufa, and Chacham say you can. Okay, we pass on to Chacham. We don't care about Rav Yehuda at this point. What do the Chachamim mean when they say you can make a hole in the Gufa, but not in the side? So that's a machlok, because I'm a right here. Rav Huna says, machlok zomala aval min hatzad v'yirko aser, behind the kitab of the Seder, or chitza machlok zbeim min hatzad, or agav v'yirko mutter, etc. Meaning, what does it mean? Again, we'll just go with the Chachamim. Not Rav Huda. Pardon? Here is Rav Yehuda. Here is the Chachamim, who he paskin like. No, then Migufa, but lo Nikavena Mitsida. What does that mean? Who's it? Rafuna and Rapista? Right? Is that what I just said? Right? Ain no, then Migufa.
It was Rafuna and Rapista, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Said Rafuna, that. Says Rahuna, that Rabbi Buddha says that what's usher? Migufa lemala is usher. Migufa min hatsad. Migufa lemala is usher.
Anyone see the?
Migufa lemala, obviously, you have to agree about the same case. And the Gufa min Hatsad is Usser, says Rapista. He says no. The Gufa Lemala is Mutter. The Gufa min Hatsad is Usser. And the Chachamim say the Gufa even min Hatsad is Mutter. But the Chavis Min Hatsad is what's author.
So Lamaisa, Sui, Basley Banarabin, Mahbut Zamoran, Bihuna Pisses, can you be located with Gufa Min Hatsad? right? Everybody reads it, every note reads inside of the barrel. And that would be what we just said earlier, right? That the robot glosser. Everybody reads it, okay, the top of the roof of the only machlokas is what about the side of the of the Magufa, and everyone paskins like Rav Huna. And remember the big three, Rav Huna, Rama, all paskin like Rav Huna. Basically, we paskin like Rav Huna, which means that Magufa Minatsad, which is the controversial part of Usher, and that the Machaber said once and implied once. At the end, he implies it. He says, Lamala is more. Why only Lamala? Why? It's not the derech to open up the Magufa Lamala. If you make a whole Lamala, things can fall in. And if you really, things can fall in, and you should adjust. If you want to get things from the top, open up the whole thing, and then you can put it back. So clearly, your kavana is not to improve it this way. And he said earlier, enough of a tzida, then you shall call it to the Magufa. That line wasn't important. Lord just said, it's not just. What side is also my focus? Feel it while anyone lived up, we can see that. Bing shall the Rupa, Bing shall Machabis is offer one because that's a normal place to make a hole. Things will fall in. And you wouldn't say, he might really want to, let's make a hole there. And therefore, we are not there again. I can't think of contemporary applications. I apologize. And in Chaf Ches, the Mishabur says the same thing he said in Chaf Gimel, when we are mocked, the case we're mocked, the Magufa Lamala is even the strong balance. The Magufa is never considered to be a Kligon, the Magufa, or it's not considered to be part of the balance, it's going to be its own thing, it's not Chaf. And then he says, even no guess. Okay, before we go weiter, one of the most important Makoros here, we read it once, but I want to read it again, is not found in the Shulchanar, only in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Kaf Hei. I know we read it once, but it's worth reading more than once and analyzing. Again, says the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Kaf Hei. The last sentence of Kaf Hei is super important. It's a Tosefta. Says the Tosefta in, I think it's the 17th Parak Shabbos, maybe. Moter Gamki in the Kor HaOrmi Al Pi HaKavashel Yayin. If you had a Kavis, which instead of being a which instead of having a Magufa, it's covered with blood, right? Okay, I did this 2,000 years ago. I assume if you wanted to like transport it, or for one time you put a Magufa, for a shorter while it's covered with leather, you can tear the leather. As long as you're not trying to make a spout. You're not trying to make a spout. Everything could be a spout somehow, but you're not trying to make a spout that doesn't give a customers. Tosefta. Now, here's an interesting question. If you ask me, why isn't it an isser of stone fair to tear the leather? Is that a hard question?
No,
the leather's a soft thing. It's not a strong plea about anything you see in the TV. If you ask me why it's not makir patish and miskavim lasos kesach to tear the leather, then he said, right, you're not miskavim lasos, no, you're not trying to make it. To improve the leather, you can get everything, throw in the garbage. Right? So, what's the question, though? Why isn't this in the Laka of? And what's the word?
Korea.
Korea is one of 39 of the Laka, right? Much of the Kura. Why isn't it Korea? Which is something that has been sort of the back of our minds, I admit. But we haven't explicitly discussed yet in this simon because we've only been discussing like ridges healing that you can't rip, right? And everyone agrees if you crack open a cleat peres, if you throw a plate on the floor and smash it, that's not more of a korea. Not you don't need a reason why. You're not ripping. Ripping is only if you take a fabric or a something like that and rip it. Ripping only applies to, I don't know what the word is, to like, fabric rippable items. why is it a Korea? Shmuel, could you get me some real estate, please? What is it a Korea? Fascinating question. So now, how is this so relevant to us? And I'll tell you the Kumar of the words. You tell me the key.
And I'm pretty old about this. I haven't checked. But how is this relevant to us? This is not a relevant to us. Not that we have a harvest with or on top, but like we have tons of containers with rippable covers, right? Can you, I mean, most of our plastic containers have rippable covers on top. You rip the cover off of yogurt or, you know, any yogurt-like things. Not only that, when you first buy, almost everything you have to rip off the top, right? And everything you buy, it has, the, just for safety, and not just for tamper-proof, I assume also for freshness, right? If I buy a dark instant coffee, right? Glass with a metallic screw lid, which is not attached, which is packed super loose. But under the metallic screw lid, the first time, I have to peel off the foil wrapper. If I buy a ketchup, I have to unscrew the top, peel off the foil wrapper. Almost everything works that way. And how to cheat that peel off? They all have like little classical foil rippable wrappers that I could peel off.
Why the yogurt attached to each other?
Ah, forgetting about that. But which is certainly not Korea, the yogurt's attached to each other, because it's not a soft material. It might be to other blocks. Okay.
It's also any opening bag.
It might be yeah. I just want to get into the okay, let's get into a tangent. Let's just get into a tangent if you promise that you'll let me go back to where we were. How about separating the two yogurt containers from each other? That is avada, not Korea, because they're hard things. They're not just not within the verb of Korea. But what sumalakas might be? Merkate, because merkate means cutting something to a specific spot. Here you're cutting them to the right size. And what other malacha might it be? Maybe makat papish, because there were two or three words. Not so you need a team, and that would be similar yogurt, so don't work me a team. So kata, maybe it could be a malacha, right? So maybe kata is the malacha. So this is a famous machlokas. In 1 second, I had this written down someplace. Sorry, give me this. Where did I have this written down? Okay, I have this written down, but I don't remember where, so I'll just leave it inside. This is a famous machlokes between Rabbi Zalman and Rabbi Yashin. You don't have this in the class, so they can have things like this. Is this us or not? And guess what Rabbi Zalman said? He said, Mutter. Rabbi Zalman said, Mutter, is this in the...
why would he not have a match again?
Because you're completing the form of the... of the yogurt container. You're supposed to have one yogurt, so you can eat one yogurt without having to flip around another yogurt. So says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, Ach Mokul Lahafer, Ben Shnei, Ben Levin, Hamukul Bar Yaakov. Okay, Levin is like this, the old Israeli version of yogurt. As long as you don't rip letters. Okay, there are no letters there, generally. Rip them. And it says, Shamati, go to Tzol Azalman, etc. And what does he say? Okay, he refers you to a lot of other things. And in the Orchid Shabbos, Yud Beis, I love Yud Beis. That's both Yud Beis. Also, he says, no problem. So first of all, he said it's not makabe patish. Makabe patish means like finishing the kli. Here they're already fully made kelim. It's more convenient to not have to schlep around two of them. But it's already fully completed. Again, if this was a building, then any improvement to a building is a problem of bone, etc. Here it's a kelim.
He says, no, it's clearly not Makar Kavach. It's not an uncompleted, I mean, when I buy in the store four of them attached together, they're not unfinished products. They're finished products, but they're attached. Now, I don't care. They're not attached to someone to keep them together. They're attached to their way in the factory. But there's already finished products. That's not considered, that's like their Makar Kavach. It's not like the classic example. One of the classic examples of Makar Kavach is you have old fashioned clothing, which is just rectangles. Rip open a hole for the next, put it on a panto. You have a rectangle, you rip open, make a panto, that might be Makar Kavach. Okay, that wasn't made yet. They're certainly made. They're just attached. And that's clearly a, he thinks it's puffed, that they already have the full tzura. And then he says also that it's not machate, and this is the same thing about the solar panel. Why is the not machate? You're cutting on a very specific line. Then no, machate is only when you are aiming at a certain line. When you're just holding it like this and it breaks where it breaks, that's not called machate. And it's like being in a factory, you can cut it on a very specific line. But you're not trying to cut it on a very specific line. You can break it anywhere. Yeah, not in the middle of it, but there's plenty of room in the middle there. You don't care where you break it. Right? It's just that they made it that way to be convenient. It's sort of funny, like that. I mean, it's your kavana based on the way they made it, it's cut on exactly the line, no more, no less. That's where it's convenient. But where you cut it? You're just doing whatever comes to mind. The homozama is not machate, because you're just doing whatever comes to hand. And it's not machate, because it's already finished product. Hector Dahmer, and that's the shock of the Shmir Shabbos.
It's the same thing. Meaning, by someone doesn't care about the actual definition of machate.
Cutting paper towel. So cutting paper towel might very well not be machate because no one really, again, it's a little funny to see what no one thinks. Like, I don't hang out with everyone in the bathroom to chat. So we can only project. No one actually cares if they cut it on that perforation or not. Who cares how many centimeters of toilet paper they use? So we're not there. So the blows out and say, you're not a machate. That doesn't mean it's not. It's not a machate, but it's decent odds of being two other two of the rice. So number one, Kodaya. You're ripping it, not to access what's inspired by Ocean Tough Mark. You're ripping it to make it useful, because while it's on the thing, it's not very useful for writing. Only rip. And the Takimana, you're making it into a useful cookie. So part of the paper is a different. Yeah, but it's not machate. Pashto, where Shlomo Zalman would say, and it could be that you know almost everyone agrees with this. Because you're not trying to rip it on that for perforations. You're even less trying to rip that on the perforations than the yogurt containers. Yogurt containers, someone could say, yeah, that's what someone does say. Ah, no, you want to rip it easily. The only way to break it easily is on that line, so you got the one that you want. Even not because you want it, just because it's convenient. But the toilet paper, you really don't care. Sometimes it cares on that, sometimes it won't. It holds it the wrong way. People really aren't hot. It usually works. So I don't think the label, though, it's the sum of Issa Daraisa, if not two Issa Daraisa, beginning. That's in Shemem. It's explicit. If I rip a piece of paper because I want to use a small part of it, that's off the Daraisa. It's much worse than someone else. That it's usher. They meant toilet paper. They meant I was ripping a piece of paper to use for whatever. You know, I have a big roll of paper, I'm ripping off a little. Okay, that's posh necessary. But not because of the cost. And they don't say the cost is there. Anyway, getting back to this. What's yeah? All
right. Everybody's talking prayer or different.
No, because for example, machate can be on hard things that aren't Korea.
Okay, we're not machate very
nice Korea. Yeah. On something rippable, every machate would be Korea, unless there was some special reason to assume that. But not everyone agrees with this. Right, what does he quote here? He quotes here that Rav Shlomo Zalman and another sefer, I forget which. Okay, yeah, he quotes Rav Shmuel Yoshev says that there's two isurim. He said one is Makar Kavach because this is the completed form of the yogurt containers to hold one yogurt, and number two is machate because you're putting on this one. Not that you mean for someone else, you don't need it to be a certain size of how many millimeters or centimeters you own there. You just want to separate that. And it happens to be that it's hard to do it except on this line. You go and it's done. But the host said, again, it doesn't matter. Maybe the only reason you want to cut it on is that this line is because that's CC, but you want to cut on this line. And it says it's not going to cottage because it's not a completed yogurt container until it's separated. Okay, both of these are, you know, sort of just opinions. You know, it's very hard to improve one way or the other from Chas. Lamaisa, it is a big machlokas. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Kasa is the Shmir Shabbos Kol Kasa is Mekel. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Kasa is by the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman also says that the plastic bottle caps, it's not machate. Right? He's basically the same story. It's not machate, it's already a bottle cap. I understand, it's not as good a bottle cap as later, it's already a bottle cap. Right? And it's not makate. If you're not trying to cut on that perforation, you're just unscrewing it. And you really couldn't care less where or if it's cut. I mean, if it would unscrew without cutting, that would also be fine. Okay, so the Maisa, Rav Shlomo Yosef says Otzer, Rav Shlomo Zalman says Mutter. Halacha the Maisa, Me'ekar Din. You know, many people are Mekel. Shmir Shabbos Kol Kasa is Mekel and doesn't even bring Yishom in there. He's Rosh Hashanah Talmud then. So there's definitely Mekel, but I think it's Kedai to be Machmir, meaning it's not so pashut. And my minhag is that whenever we go shopping, if we bring home yogurts, we break them as soon as we, like it's part of unpacking them into the fridge. It's breaking them, even if it's Sunday. That way you don't have to worry about by the time that Shabbos comes. So certainly the Hakilah, I think it is proper to be Machmer. definitely better not to break them in half on Shabbos.
Yeah, if it's already there, would there be a way to like someone open it up in a weird way? For example, you cut it in a weird way. Obviously, it's still staying on them.
Well, if you cut in a weird way, it would solve a problem in the chate, but I don't know if it would solve or move. Well, Yashin Shabbos or Machmir Pachas, you're still making it into a single yogurt container, which is, thinks it's a real form, the real completed form, as opposed to a double.
Yeah. Isn't it more that it's just now, like, usually, meaning no one wants two yogurts?
Perhaps, but if you cut it in a weird way, still, you might have two yogurts. I mean, if you sell two yogurts, you haven't cut it at all. Right now, you could just eat one out of two yogurts. The world will not come to an end. Okay, so that's my focus, and I think it's a good idea to be out there.
We only have to bring up a fault cut on one side of the yogurt, leaving a really long top on one of them and a short one on the other one to get rid of makate, but would it get rid of makate? Sure.
That's not what they intended. Like, one I've taught, like, one, I leave a lot or coming off the other. Is that still not going to patish if it ends up being a little weird? Meaning, it still ends up being like the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's still a single container. Even if one of them, like, maybe you cut it so much that it's not such a good container anymore, you have to eat it right away, or else it sells. But the other one, the other one is still a good single use container. You can put it
ahead of
the
super weird top.
What if it is a super weird would that make it better for Rol Yosef? That is a great question. I don't know. It says very little here. You think this is probably in the deer shoe someplace, but I have no idea where. Do you guys know where? Has anyone looked through the deer shoe and found it? They have a maftech?
Yeah.
No, it's all in there.
Recently, they just put it in the last.
Oh, but not in this.
No, it's like a separate.
Okay. There are also a lot of other Sfarim, although not really newer than the Orch Shabbos. They were a little newer than the Orch Shabbos, but we had it from already. He hasn't come out with more than Sigur in the past. so I don't know. It's a good question. It's still weird, but it's single-use container. I'm not sure. My intuition is it's really matter. Because it's still made in a single-use container, even though that's not the best way for it to be. But I'm not sure. Okay, maybe we see if anyone quotes him about that, etc. Okay, fine. The question is, why is this mutter? So says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he has a big chiddush. He says, you know why? Because there is no korea by a piece of leather. A piece of leather is not subject to korea. He says korea is only if you tear things that are made of more than one piece. Like, you know, it would be korea. If you sewed two pieces of leather together and tore on the seam, that would be korea. If you tear fabric, that's korea, because fabric is made of many different threads, and you're separating the threads. He admits if you tear paper, it's korea, because paper is also made of many different threads, and you're separating thread. Basically, he said, the law of korea is tearing apart something made of more than one piece. I think he... Anyway, do you have a Shulchan Aruch Rav punch up Shin Mem, Sif Yud Zayin? I mean, if you just take little, I don't know how to make analogies, but the Sif Yud Zayin of the Shulchan Aruch Rav.
I just don't know if I have it here. You have it?
So,
what Shabbos? No Shabbos. Yeah.
Here we are. What does he say? Mishum Korea in Israel Sharia Machar Tufin Rabin Shinishabru. Don't Korea beg it. Harvard Mishput and Harvey. Oh no, I take it back. Okay, in New York, he says there's no Korea. And he Tamze Mutu Borchalkom says paper, he considers that separate one piece.
Paper and leather, there's no Korea. Again, there's Korea tearing apart two pieces of leather that were sewn together, right? Korea is the mirror image of Tofer. But there's no Korea on leather. Okay, because it's one piece. Based on this, what are, if you hold like this, then it's also appeal to pop off of anything, the Korea. Because the heter here is only because leather is one piece. So I peel the top off the yogurt, the top and the bottom are two pieces that are glued together. That's clearly Korea. When you glue things together, you tear them apart, that's Korea, it's two pieces. Meaning, what we're looking used to do if you want the yogurt on Shabbos is, he would say, look, the foil on top of the yogurt is one piece. He would take a knife and cut the foil around the yogurt so that it wouldn't be korea according to Shulchan Aruch Harav. But he wouldn't peel it off. When you peel off anything that's glued, there's no heter according to Shulchan Aruch Harav. What? He's tearing the leather. What they did is that the leather was put on the barrel and made very tight somehow. So he's just like tearing it down the middle. And tearing it, but it doesn't matter, it's not glued to the barrel. It's just on the barrel, it's very tight.
Why are there two pieces here? How long?
Because you glued the foil top to the plastic bottom. When I tear something, I glued something else. That's correct. Yes, exactly.
Is it considered tearing? Neither the it's not really being teared from each other, it's taking one off the other.
That's tearing. You did a tear on something, glued to something else. If I sew a piece of fabric onto a piece of fabric, or even if I sew a piece of leather onto a piece of leather and I tear where it's sewed, that's correct. And gluing is like sewing. The Rambam says gluing is like sewing. We assume gluing is tofer, right? If I take Elmer's glue and I glue things, that's a lot of tofer. And if I separate glue things, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav admits. Korea, Nioros, Mubakim, whatever, if I glue paper together and I tear them, tear each page off, that's correct. So I'm tearing off two things that are glued together. It's just not Korea. You tear one piece of paper or tear one piece of leather. Now, this is, on the one hand, it's a big cool. I can go and tear a piece of leather as much as I want, but that is. But it's a big cool. So what it's saying is, you can only learn a heter from this to tear something that's one piece in the middle, not to tear a piece all the different. And above, that's what how we're lifting always. You saw my thumb studies. Everyone would peel the top of the yogurt, so it looks like a few thumb of a pumpkin would take a knife and, like, without ripping the letters, cuts within the foil top, exactly within one piece, and then, like, take out the middle and then eat it while the rest of the foil top is still glued to the yolk. Okay, and that also, like the seed, would say the same thing for, you know, if I open a mayonnaise, there's a little plastic cover. For the shulchan aruch, go ahead and peel it off. No, the heter is just like to take a knife and cut the middle out of that facet. That is a big chumrah. Again, I think chabadniks are, I don't know what chabadniks do. I assume chabadniks are mapper, looks like it's mapper that way, but no one in the world is not that. That's considered a cheapest yachid. I don't know what chabadniks do, I didn't check. But that's cheapest yachid. No one looks like that. That's too much. So let's try something else then. Right? I got, by the way, the Chazan Yechezko on the Tosefta. You know, Chazan Yechezko appears on the Tosefta, or the Chazan of Rams, the Rosh Shiva Pepper. When he was
on the. No.
Google it. No? Okay. Rosh Yechezko, he was talking to Rakhain. He says, because the ore is coupled to the barrel, and barrels are hard items that don't have a lot of Korea. Okay, but that's also that's a finish. In which case, then whether you could tear something on top would depend whether the bottom was a hard item or a terrible item. But okay, we're not in front of the board. That's like a fish. Did you look? Did you Google? That doesn't matter. Okay.
The leather is not glued onto the barrel.
No, the leather is not.
Technically fitted to it.
Yes. Okay. Lama mutter likroa or sha'al gabe achavis. One answer is Shulchan Aruch HaRav Ben Mem Sif Zayin, because there is no malacha of Korea tearing one piece off. If I tear a piece of fabric, there's Korea, that's a movement for many threads. So I'm tearing one natural piece, like leather, or plastic, or paper, or, you know, what's that pallet foil? I assume it's also plastic. Tearing one piece of leather, plastic, paper. And he said, all the posts after opening envelopes are talking about, if you open the envelope by tearing where it's still in shots. But if you take a letter over and tear the actual paper, that's not a lock of a clock. Right? I mean, I mean, just take a piece of paper and tear it up as much as I want, the top of your head. That's not a lock. Not by tearing it, make your head. I mean, that's a big clue. But just stop. Okay, that's a big finish. In which case, what's the application for us? Is that you can't tear off things that are glued. You can only tear within the middle of a piece, which is a tremendous summer with no one holds from. Right?
Is that explicit in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or that's how people understood?
Well, because it says the reason for the heter of the leather is because it's one piece, and we're dying that if you don't have the heter, then it's us.
To me, I can see a difference between tearing the piece itself and tearing it because it's attached to something else.
No, the tearing the glue is like plastic. Everyone knows that gluing is cold there. I'm not saying much. But where did it come from? I would say like this. He says you can tear a paper, but you can't tear two papers that are glued to each other. So if you just then make the parallel, you can tear the other, you can't tear two people that are glued. Look over, okay. It's a good question. You have to ask them about what they do. But what's the mindset for us? That you can tear within a piece of plastic or paper, but not where it's glued. Because where it's glued, it's two pieces. And what we're also going to show up on our is that not what you're doing. If the barrel was not covered with leather, but was covered with
a sheet of a cotton cloth, then you could tear it. That's leave it many pieces of cotton. Okay, that's the Shokunoko route. That is not the mainstream. However, said the Rosh Shlomo Zalman, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, no. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, if you look in, again, Paratest, there's only Paratest, in Ha'ara Yudbeis. One second, sorry. It says someplace here. Yeah. Misaver just so there. The Brichada said that the issue of the right to the pure open envelope on Shabbos, even with one piece. Misaver so the tiny critical orthopy on Chavis. We should be king cheese for soak of the ochel, happily can shoulder egos. Ayin Sham Se'if Ches. Se'if Ches, in three words, how do we summarize that example? Kosel Shachmarin. Right? Right, remember what he said? Kosel Shachmarin, Grover's my pizza, Kotler, etc., etc. Kosel Shachmar, it goes in, it's Gaven, let it lead to Okotrahem. No Kashivas. A wife in Korea, to tear the Kosel Shachmarin. I understand why it's not bone and so they're not wife in Korea. They just, this is part of the food. There's no Korea on the wrapping of the food that you throw out afterwards. Nothing says it. But came the chol harizol she'ino and she pleaded his work from Yadak stroking at token. Ain't not now you throw them out right. You throw them out there empty. You might take a week to empty it. But anything which has no chashivas, you throw it out as soon as you empty it. Even if you empty it little by little and you keep it for a week. Whether it's, he says, whether it's the cardboard or paper or plastic, whether it has food or has toys in it. Call Kriyasin or Rakir, they like deal a token to the Sokhan, the tables and the paper to the Sokhan, this Shari, the Zeladin, Shal Korea, or Shah Alpi Hakavis. What is it saying? He says it is like postal self-marim, meaning, because this leather on the barrel, they would throw out when they, you couldn't open the leather, you would tear it and throw it in the garbage. So he says, therefore, it's a heter postal self-marim, which you're allowed to rip, where you just said. The Gemara used the Shulchan Aruch left on of okay ba'afilu gufan shel kosalos, which means to rip the gufan shel kosalos. It's considered it's bottle for the food and it's not shayach to Korea. That's or yud beis in the Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa, which is why he and then he adds other things. He says and it's also it's not the kind of thing you ever sew. Which is sort of, you know, a little less than this. He throws in a bunch of other stories. He also quotes from Shulchan Aruch. But he doesn't restrict himself to the Shulchan Aruch. He says, you're just opening it to get what's inside. That's Kosel Shel Tamarim. That has nothing to do with Korea. And that's the reason for the header. So I can make a zenote. That's different. Okay, make a zenote. Then you're trying to make a spout. Not just get to what's inside. You're trying to get to what's inside. That is Hector Gomer. Okay, that's why also where Willie passed this way to me as well. That's why the Shmir Shabbos so costly doesn't really make a big deal of Korea. He like throws in all packages at once, cans and packages and plastic and this. Like it's not like more Gomer things that have Korea. Etc. Okay, well, then in Gimel, he goes back a little to Korea. He says, okay, he says that you can't tear letters and you shouldn't tear it so that you can use it for something else afterwards. Meaning, like in the old days, I don't remember the cereal in the old days. I don't know if they have some regular. There were like things that you like saved up, like the little rectangle box top, and then you could mail them in and get something, etc. And then what he says here, there's no difference between tearing the paper and tearing apart two parts of the paper. Restricting himself to Shulchan Aruch. Right? He says, "Ain kol hevdel ben kriyas in your atzmo lebein afrod ben shnei niyoros or shnei chelkei kartona adlukin zevazeh."
makes no difference, since he's assuming not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So the second opinion is Paul Solomon.
And all right, the base at the end, after using the other stars, he says, close slopes shall tomorrow.
Not if I want to save it afterwards. I'll save it afterwards. Then it's not close slopes shall tomorrow. Then it is a profit. So I don't want to save it afterwards. Then it's just buffalo for the food, and I'm going to throw it out as soon as it's empty. Then there's no question.
Both and Mugupa aren't in Kugra with Dedek, and then they have to lose. So.
Aha, but no, it's because really all up front, as soon as Shulchan Parav's acrylic is not food at all. No different term on Easter. If you start with the assumption of Shulchan Parav, and nothing to talk about. I mean, he's a big critic. Why? Because it's fucking usher to rip a piece of cloth. It's not a piece of cloth. It's woven for many threads, and leather is not. Oh, yeah, that's already a finish. You know, to me, buffalo looks like one piece.
My first robot friend has not heard this.
Okay, so then it must be that they understand that maybe they must have another guess. Okay, good. So that's what I said. I almost overlooked to be mocked like that.
Is this one way is mocking, or just because of
let's you map for the book around because he's a prisoner. He liked being mapper for all the sheets.
Yes, there's
no sorry, he also would walk and eat bread for spaghetti. Because there's one day in Tulsa that spaghetti come over. So, I mean, by the time you get to the Akron, and they say, and we're not hosted for that day. Okay, but you know, first.
Yes, there's no answering that this is
it. The Orchard Gabriel Harvest is what he's talking about.
Yeah. You're
throwing away the ore. You're throwing away the ore. You're not throwing away the book. You're throwing away the ore. That's the assumption. What, are you going to rip the ore and then do what? You're throwing it away. That, again, that's his speculation. But that's his speculation. His speculation is that the ore shall have a chavis is mutter because it's like Hoshi Tokumar, as he says, the zehwa din chokore ore shall have a chavis. That's what you just said. Since you only kriyas and rakla deal the tokens of a sohan, the kills him machil to the sohan, they're bottled to the food. No hashivas at all. And zehwadin shall kriya or shall gaviyacha. This he's assuming you're throwing away the ore. Okay, that's the assumption. Okay, there are other poskim. If you look there, he quotes other akronim like that as well. And the Kazanish at first mentions that as well. Okay, in which case, basically, what's mutter? Lamaisa, you can tear anything unless you plan to use it after emptying the food. If you plan to use it after emptying the food, then it's not close to the market, then about it, that's fine. Right? Although, whoever plans to use it after emptying food, that's some making an interesting point. What about sometimes, what if you have like big cardboard boxes? That you're going to tear open the tape on the cardboard boxes or the glue on the cardboard boxes, but you can use that cardboard box for many things afterwards, right? I mean, nothing food. You know, I don't mean like if you buy, tea biscuits. If you buy tea biscuits and they come in a little box, no, that's not usually, that's not cardboard. That's not cardboard. What if you have resumed the cardboard box and you really plan to use it? Whereas, then that's not close to the mark. Then that could have to be a problem of Korea. That would be a problem for the Shulchan Aruch. You're not tearing the box. You're tearing the tape off. And that would be a problem for the Shulchan Aruch. That's not close to the mark. So what if you're putting a big cardboard box and you need to use it on Shabbos? Then Pash does. You can just tear the whole side of the cardboard box, and that's what they're going to start by. Not the word, right? That word is what it was all about. Like, once you tear the whole side of the box, okay, then it's going straight in the garbage. That's more like what's up tomorrow. You can say, but here in case lying. But some people use cardboard boxes if they tear it in a different way. Okay, well, if you tear it in that way, then you saw Hakel, then you'll see there's other stuff in Hakel anyway. Anyway, but if you just open up a big cardboard box, and now you're going to keep blossoming. Lots of people. Most people just recycle it or go out.
But a lot of people need cargo pots. They're very common. It doesn't have to be broke. It's a very common, normal thing to do. Get a cardboard box for Amazon. Maybe in America, somebody Amazon would even think about it. But still, if we get something in cardboard box from Amazon, it's not like somebody who would put things in that cardboard box forever. It's Shabbos to use it. So then that could be much more calmer on Shabbos. But that's on normal food package. Normal food package you never reduce unless it's something weird, like it has a picture or or a coupon or something that you want to save, then it would be more of a problem. But they don't have that now. In America, I don't think they have any coupons and box tops that you save on a cereal. In Israel, it's not that. It's really no
problem. But are we not, if someone wanted to reuse it because it could be, what do they say we should be monitoring?
Why? Say that again?
If someone doesn't plan to reuse it, would we still?
For a pretty cardboard box.
Yeah. That's how packages come out from like Supercell. People order online or something.
So a big cardboard box, I'd be compromise that you should just like rip the side of the box.
Just put it up.
Yeah. Now let's see, especially in light of what I'm about to say. Says the Chazon Ish. Let me see if I have it here. Says the Chazon Ish. Give me a second here. The chol zesh amarli shabotel shen korea v'shem matir. F Shari starts out the same. What does he say? Lama leka v'shem korea v'hava ke. He quotes Mishnah Berurah. He says, why isn't it a problem of Korea? And he says, Pashat, not like Shulchan Harab. We pass in this Korea by order. We don't really pass in Shulchan Harab. He points out that Mishnah Berurah later on passed in this Korea by order. He says, it's just not called Korea. It's not called Korea if he's doing it in a destructive fashion to get what's inside. So it's not called Korea. Okay. He's very, very similar approach. He just says, destructively getting what's inside is not Korea. And then he says at the end, he says, Epsher, Kolza Shamar Shvatal Shin Korea, Epsher, the Ainzel of Isra Abundant, the Kingdom of Calculating, the Isra Abundant, the Hulu, the Usa, the Holy Mashal, the Sokol, also there, Kilko. Or he says, this is reminiscent of the Ran and Rashi. Maybe it's just a heifer of Mekalkel. It's not that it's not Korea, it's there a Kapsa. It's just that it's a heifer of Mekalkel. And there were Matir Mekalkel, like for Hikilu, but also Ultimatum, so called also there a Kilko. Okay, basically it says it's there a Kapsa Mekalkel. It's a little different there. Solomon focuses on the sort of Kapsa, and he focuses on the Derek Hashkasa, the Kilko.
Then what does the Chazon Ish say? He says maybe Derech Hashkasa ain't no Korea. Now, don't get into the whole sugya now. What about Korea? But I'm also here things that are ain't. He says that's not the same kind. He says that's not the same kind of Derech Hashkasa.
Would these discussions include Sikr also?
What do you mean by Sikr?
Like sometimes things are skills. Like, I don't know. Like a lot of games are like board games that just has like a sticker connecting the top piece from the bottom piece to the bottom.
A sticker
connecting. Is that the same as blue?
Yeah. A sticker connecting the top piece to the bottom piece that you rip off,
or sometimes even on top of like drinks and stuff. Yeah, so,
like games and rides.
Sometimes those are sticker. Okay, let me come back to that in a moment. Board games, I think it's
hush if the board game is sealed with a sticker, that that's a problem. Why? Because the sticker is like connecting the two halves of the cardboard box. You're going to keep this cardboard box forever. You're not using up and emptying the board game and then throwing it out. This board game is a permanent thing that never gets used up.
Yeah, the sticker, you could say the sticker's not really like, the sticker is just kind of, I mean, it's a full court cardboard game box, whatever, before, and you didn't really do anything. Just removed, like, a kill girl.
But what is kill girl? This seems to be a very, very good Korea. This seems to be a, now, okay, we have to get into something else. Lemaisa, let me say this. There's no way to be mock or that similar to Orto Gabia Puppets. Because the whole point of Orto Gabia Puppets, or most people, is you're destroying the wrapper or you're going to throw it out soon. It's not, it doesn't really have permanent vegetables. Over here, this board game, you want this box forever.
Bring out the sticker. But the sticker is.
Yes, the sticker is sticking the box together. The sticker is keeping the tape. Taking the box together. When you take off that sticker, you are releasing the box. It's like the sticker is the seam of the box. You can't take out a seam and make two good pieces of permanent back.
Well, I think it's for sure a problem. I think it's for sure a problem.
If the games come that way, I think it's for sure. It's much worse than the leggings, etc.
The
games, you're not throwing out.
A deck of cards.
A deck of cards.
A deck of cards. The little cop thing. Covered with a sticker. You just seal on the sticker and then it's a useful deck of cards.
Now, again, if you want to rip the whole box of the deck of cards, which obviously you don't, then that's an inventory. Then maybe exactly one so chunk more credit. Just get moved up and they're a toss up. It doesn't have to most forever. But if you take that sticker off the deck of cards, I think that is a real problem. Now, there's one Sadlo Hotel, which is having nothing to do with this. There is a sheet of that. Anything which is only sewn until the consumer is ready to open it is considered a tier to Ina del Kayama and not considered filter.
It's not considered filter, it's not considered Korea. Meaning, what the example of the old days was, if the shoemaker sewed the two shoes together so that he wouldn't lose track of them until he delivered them, but obviously for the parts were there. Then there is a sheet of the lavush that that's not called tofer in Korea because it's only temporary.
That is a that could be a heter for a lot of things.
Every
not for the original Gabia Puppets, because the original Gabia Puppets, that's not the answer, because when the animal grew, it didn't make skin one piece just until you were ready to drink your wine, right? But that would be a answer for all the glue, right? Meaning the glue tops of the yogurt only until you're ready to eat the yogurt, right? So that'd be a answer for a lot of things. We don't need all people working on Gabia Puppets, we're a different angle from weird totally actions. That could be another. There could be a header of only until it gets to the consumer. Lemaisa, we haven't gotten that. I don't think you should line that header. I don't think most folks can line that header without another South Hotel. So I would not rely on that. Yesh amal lismo, if people do it. Yesh amal lismo, for people to tear anything that's only glued temporarily. Yesh amal lismo. But, and what's the pitch? If they glue it for one day, then that's more than 2 hours. That's more than here. It could be glued for years. But the digital push is that since they're only gluing it for 1 or 2 days until the consumer buys it, they just don't know when it's quiet. Right? When they glue when they stick the sticker onto the deck of cards, I was like, I'm only sticking it for a couple of days till it gets the consumer to buy it. However, someone might buy it now, they might buy it later. Okay, but that's considered temporary. That's considered temporary since it wasn't for instance setting up the time, and therefore that's not the heter of, again, it's not the heter of Chokeslot of Tomorrow and Orto Gabia Puppets. Those are things where you're actually ripping for one part of the glue.
But that's a special picture of the name of the moon temporarily. Lemaisa, I think we can rely on that, let's say, for band-aids. You take the white off the band-aid and then you stick it on yourself. I don't think we can rip the paper off the band-aid. Ripping the paper off the band-aid is supposed to show the mark. It's garbage. But when you take the white sticker off the band-aid, not white sticker, the white, like, shiny thing that it's stuck to, and then put it in your skin. So why isn't that a problem of chorea? Because now, what's classic chorea? Two pieces are sewed. What's chorea in the Mishnah? Two pieces are sewed, but they're not sewed exactly the right way, so you tear it apart and then sew it better. Okay, the band-aid is stuck to the white shiny thing, but you want to understand, so you take it off this, put it on your skin. That's what Alan has to support. It's modest, the reality has to support. You're taking it off to stick it someplace else. So why is that mutter? In that case, we can make all the tear fruits out of the lava. Number one, it was only stopped until the consumer was ready. And number two, the white thing is specially made to be not so thick. Right? You know that thing on the band-aid? It's not a piece of paper or skin. It comes off very easily because they specially make it to not stick hard. So maybe anything specially made to not stick hard is not called Korean and Tolkien. It's not doing it or something. So that suits on the lot. You know, I think you have the same, and that suits on the lot. But Stam to use that Samba Hakel, you know, to tear apart two shoes that are sewn together, because it was only until the consumer was ready to use them. I don't know. I would be Makri does not play the game on Shabbos.
And as far as your computers also apply to popping out board game pieces?
Popping out board game pieces? No, popping out board game pieces is positive usher without any
something.
What? Makapatish and Korea. It's actually not close to the point of the term, but here, Makapatish or Korea were both in each other's. Yeah. And you don't have this center of rule bush that I mentioned because no one glued it until we got the game. It was just handed over to the cardboard and then they appropriated it. And you're definitely making something. There's none of this garbage in here. Yeah, it's not a rab, you slide it. A rab. Could say that that's mother because cardboard is one piece. It's not going for it, but I could still say it's not going to pot it. She could still say it's not going to pot it. So the mindset, that's posture. I said there's only one plus for taking off the sticker covering the deck of cards. But yes, I'll list for those who want to be made, which I think we should. But the pot of board game pieces, number posture, nothing's talked about. Someone does issue their game. Someone does, then you shouldn't play the game on top. Okay, so I'm a little bit, you have to go back to everything we discussed. But look, over it's not it's already for the game on Shabbos. And I think it's chopped for rest stuff. So yeah, I think someone does, it's kind of my focus. I think it's on top of the board game piece, you shouldn't. Oh, what if it's gonna be World War III if you don't play the game? Maybe you could see the shooting line as well, like everything said in the beginning of the class.
Where were you packaged with a sticker code?
So give me a food packages with
like some of those are on thousands will be like a packaging be easy to open, but then they're like just all together with a little sticker. Like the board game just is food and it's more
like some bags come with a sticker so you can reseal that.
Or just or like you'll get a cake that can open very easily and then it has a sticker connecting the top part to the bottom part, like similar to a board game, just as a food package. So
Least generally, when you first open them, they're stuck, or you use the sticker only.
Yeah, there's still that's
no. See, for example, I have marzipan.
That's you mean like in a bakery sometimes, like instead of having the sheet seal plastic, they'll have a plastic with a fold over, and it's not quite as airtight, but it doesn't have to be quite as airtight
because. These cakes are meant to be consumed soon, right? They're not sold with reserved in supermarkets 3 months later. It's only different than a week.
So what are those are called with stickers? Okay, give me a second.
You say like yeah, Amazon or whatever. When you get you put things in yourself and bring it up, they put a sticker on.
Okay, done. So let's.
Listening.
Just give me a favor. I move the clock.
Okay, so let's. Okay, we have to get to all these things for both sides. Even though they're Korean, but he can't find separate them here. Let's just finish this conversation. There, Hashbasa, Eno Korean. And again, he's not talking about Hashbasa like Korean, but Hamas, so that's the whole thing you're not getting into now. He means Hashbasa to get into what's inside. Or he said, Mekalkel is mutter mitzorech ma shebitnim. Rav Moshe went a little further, and we'll get to it. We'll just end with this in 1 second. And according to Chazanish, what can you do? Here's where there's a difference between the Shmir Shabbos and the Orchid Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos generally being, who is Moshe people from Sinai, the start of the Chazal, Chazal Rishon, Rishon Lachron, Lachron and Lid. We don't have it. You'll go to heaven if you follow everything.
No, it doesn't go to Akron. It's from
Richard. Oh, sorry. Correct. That's a good idea. No, it's for the Orca Shabbos. Most of you have seen the Turtle have Alan, the Turtle there, the Shabbos, the Turtle have there. Correct. That's a good power. But what's the difference? The difference is the Shmir Shabbos Kol Kosa says, it says, if you want to do Korea, it's fine. Just Derek Kilkol that you, but what do you mean Derek Kilkol? You shouldn't tear it in a way that it's useful for something else, right? Like, for example, the box tops or coupons, etc. And you shouldn't tear the letters. The Arch Shabbos says a little different. He says, it has to be Derek Hakosa. Derek Hakosa doesn't mean that it can't be useful at all to open it. He doesn't mean you have to immediately tear it to scraps and throw it in the garbage. No, but what he means is that it has to be Derek Hakosa, meaning the kind of thing that now is one step closer to being garbage. Right? It sounds for him like even if you open a potato chip bag. Okay, so like it's good to have it open, but like it's clearly on its way to the garbage. You know, even if you poke a hole in a trapeze. You know what that is? It's like these foil bug juices that you stick a straw in for little kids. Okay, that's clearly on its way to the garbage. Like right now, so if you're doing anything, but it's on its way to the garbage. But he says, if you have something which is not really there at Hashkafa, but actually like makes it better and not worse, then he thinks, I'll leave it to the Chazanish, that's a problem, not of going there, so survive Patish, but of Korea. And therefore, says the Orcha Shabbos in your days. And Yud Beis, and Chof Dalid, he says, if you're trying to keep something whole and just open it very nicely, says like, he didn't give this example, he says, let's say cereal boxes. You open the cereal box, and you want it to have the right sewer that goes again with the cereal, but like, you want your... You can throw it out, it's empty. But meanwhile, you're opening it to get it to be a good cereal box or these bags with the sticker. Again, unless you use the other half of the wash. It could be that in this sticker from the bakery, then it's much easier to be made though. Because it's going to spoil in a few days. Momish meat super temporary. Right? Definitely less than a week. Right? Yeah. Meaning no one wants to eat that cake in a week. I don't know exactly what will happen, but I'm pretty sure that it's not Lechat Kibbol, at the very least. But if you're talking about, let's say you have, sometimes you get this, like a bag of, I don't know if you're not so common,
like the amount of buy a bag of something in the supermarket and then sort of seal like lightly so you open it and like keep it totally whole.
Like
and
Skin and Wrap have that.
What?
Like croutons.
Yeah.
Skin and Wrap or flat.
So the
a lot of things like that. It, open, it has like two openings. It's really interesting. Like you have the tearing and then you could.
He's not making a chair and then have like a Ziploc underneath, right? A chair and a Ziploc underneath. Right? So, and what if it's a chair and Ziploc underneath? Or it's like sticker, and you're meant to open the sticker and then pour some out and then put the sticker back, but you're keeping it in a very good shape. You're not going to keep it in very good shape. I don't think anybody can do it with your bags. Not really in good shape. Like, it won't fall apart, you know, within the hour, but it's still definitely there. I thought a bit. But it says, if you think that you really want to improve in keeping good shape, and he says, that's what he says, that if you're not mocked that it stay in good shape and you're going to throw it out and you just open it where it's convenient, then that is mutter. But if he said, sakiyot that are made, that it's just lightly glued so that you can open it and still keep it in very good shape. And he didn't have, I assume, the same for the Ziploc. One's right, you rip off the top and then underneath it is a Ziploc. Right? That is, and then you're mocked to do it in the exact right way. He thinks that's not there, but chafa left there. And that is aka asur. So, says the, and this is sort of the Shneer Shabbos Kokasa, but the Orach Shabbos says, nope, you can tear anything unless you tear, not to tear carefully in order to be able to like open it and get out what's inside. No, and tear carefully to make sure that it doesn't get damaged. And it's still, you know, and it's still in good shape. Which is not classic. That most things that we use, again, a bag of potato chips, you don't tear to make sure that it's like in very good shape, etc. And then you throw it out, maybe the bag of potato chips back from, you know. Maybe my colleague, unless you tear carefully to what's he says, the top dark and mokum hat baka. Why? Because that's not derech hashkosa, that is derech tikkun. And he's talking about, you know, things which they remain in very good shape afterwards, like cereal boxes. Yeah, he doesn't say, I don't think you need to tear it back, even if you tear it on top. It ends up ripping, and it's on its way to garbage. Cereal boxes are also on the way to garbage, but the tearing doesn't damage them because you're not actually tearing them; you're just taking off the glue and making it much better. So now maybe you could have a different heifer, which is what he probably points out. He doesn't have here. Anyway, unless you tear it carefully to a better, you know, unless you take carefully to give it a better form, like cereal boxes. Again, the cereal bags, I don't think you have a problem with. Yeah, you don't want to like totally destroy that cereal go all over the place. I'm really trying to. It's going to be Derek Hachkosa bit. I'm just going to last a little while longer. It's on its way out. But cereal boxes, I'm not sure what else he's specifically on, like sugar bags. I don't know, we probably all were American, we watched it in class.
I'm going to have the rice bags.
The rice bags? Oh, the rice, you can buy the rice bags?
Sticker that you can
steal. Rice bag with the sticker or the things with the zip button. Right? Bags with Ziploc, that's common, no?
Yeah.
You're tearing them, you have the Ziploc underneath. Bags with Ziploc, rice bag. that uses a sticker. What's the cop on the right side with a sticker?
They don't want it to fall.
While you eat. So they put a sticker so you can preserve the form and keep it in good shape. Those saying he's not here, because that's not here, Coco Bosch pops up. In cereal bags and potato chip bags. I understand it'll get totally distorted and you'd rather pull your cereal and not fall right now. But you're still doing it in a way that is destroying them. Here, you're really doing it in a way that's not ripping, it's not monish. What's the problem with these things? Both of you? You're not really ripping the proper form of it at all. Right? You're not actually doing anything destructive. When you take out the top of the Ziploc underneath, that's not destructive. That's taking out the bad part and leaving the good parts. When you open the thing that just closed with a sticker or with a little glue or this like the cereal box, you're not ripping it at all. When you rip the gofa dover, that's strong. When you don't rip the gofa dover, that's the issue. Meaning, when you don't rip the gofa dover, then he would answer even, and he wouldn't say it's a hypocultural part. I think that's due to the human square chavis. And then I mean, a cereal box is a big deal. Right? Nachminas, the boxes. That is a bit more of what else would you probably say? Let's say sometimes you have like cubicists that come in a box, and the box is taped. So you take off the tape and not damage the box. Not there, awesome. Right? Meaning it's a flimsy box, but if you take off the tape and not damage the box, that's not there, awesome. You're not damaging the box at all. Say you can rip the box if you want. So he would be very, very mocker about these things. Because it's not done very political. The mindset of the medical rule is like Rishon LeZalman. The medical rule is definitely like Rishon LeZalman. That people open cereal boxes. I don't know if you grew up, did you open cereal boxes on Shabbos? What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. Now do you open cereal boxes on Shabbos? Maybe you don't cereal. It's difficult. Anyway, the mindset is that the hooks of minigol is like Shabbos. Minigol is definitely like Shabbos. Personally, in our house, we try to not have a niche on this. Why don't you do the cereal box for a Shabbos? Okay, just tear on the box. Right? It's not going to be as good. That's the point. Ramosha also, when he makes for Pagabi Akavis, interestingly, by the way, the Rav Simcha Ben Cohen also is a machmer that way. What does he say? He says that Korea is only mutter if it's in a destructive fashion. He doesn't say, and he says, therefore, tearing even to remove food is forbidden unless the packaging is damaged. Why is he machmer that way? Is he a chazan ishnik or something, but in Cohen? No. What nick is he?
Which?
He's a remotionist. American. Says Rav Moshe in the Kufa Beis Anachest, it's very long Kufa Beis, that's a good thing. He says, why is it open, also open an envelope on Shabbos? It's in them, they say it's also open an envelope. But Kaznish says, because they're stupid, of course, to open up an envelope on Shabbos. You're just destructively throwing out the envelope. Everyone agrees, also open an aerogram on Shabbos. No one knows what that is. Is a letter that you fold the letter and tape it to itself. And then when you cut it open, you have only a letter. That's Pasha, that's okay. Yeah. You're fixing the letter, right? But I wrote this, they don't have them anymore. I mean, people are letter. But it was cheaper to send an aerogram because it was lighter because it didn't have a letter and an envelope. So you save money. And when I was my post-college year in Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, I wrote letters back and forth to my current wife because it's too expensive and books. And wrote aerograms and saved money over letters and envelopes sometimes. Sometimes the letters and envelopes work. Anyway, says he says, so Kavanish says, what's there? I don't know what to tell him. Rishon Zalman ends up saying, take his thoughts or whatever.
But some of them say they're for stories. I don't know what says that to the no one agrees with him. But it must be a stir up on them. Why? This is North Korea. Hold on. Why isn't that like Orthodoxy of Hubbis? Right? Why should be usher to open an envelope, tear an envelope, and what to hear the Orthodoxy of Hubbis? So, again, you could say it's really much to open an envelope. But says Rav Moshe, he says, there's an Isser to Rabbanon. Afelika Fertilin is mutter. Are you allowed to tear open a food package? Why aren't you allowed to tear open an envelope? It says it must be that. They're matter makalkel for Tzorah Shabbos. But Moshe here is more like Makalkel Ish. Except he has Tzorah Shabbos. Said the Igris Moshe. Kokka base, Simon Kokka base, Anna Press. He says, Mekalkel, Hintiro Mekalkel, Litzore, Oka, Litzore Shabbos. Let's just say Litzore Shabbos. Now, this is what the Rhine said about Hubbis. No one agrees with the Rhine about Hubbis. Or Moshe says it's true about. Or Moshe said it's true about or Shal Gavya Chavis. The Ron says that we need a lot of the Chavis says it's Makapa the Mother of the Shabbos. No one agrees with this. But Dr. Angelo Danya also says that. He says the theory for things, but the Ron says Makapa the Shabbos also made it only much of the Tzor Shabbos. Right, or Obadiah. Yom Kane, Hefmir Pah. At least the part that's sort of Shabbos. Meaning, what's the big nachmina? Is it only what to tear for food on Shabbos, or can you tear open games on Shabbos? I don't mean popping things out. I don't mean including things. I mean garbage. Like the game of shrink wrapped in plastic, or you open a game, each piece comes like in a little plastic bag that you just rip and throw out. Can I open? Or sometimes the playing cards come in cellophane, rip open cellophane and throw in the garbage. And I open toys on Shabbos. Or I got in the mail, I got a sweater in the mail and it comes in a plastic bag and I have to rip it up and throw in the garbage. Can I open toys on Shabbos? Or only food? Growing up, how many people learned you're only allowed to rip for food? Okay, how many people learned you're allowed to rip open the toys and games on Shabbos? Again, I don't mean fixing them or proving them. I mean the plastic that goes in the garbage. Says we're full of goblin, the footnote I read you, says who didn't set to it? Point also. Spill the plastic inventory on Shabbos. What? Says it wasn't the same thing. It's there on Pasa. However, says we're from brain based on emotion. It's only mutter to do an item needed for the Shabbos meals. Okay, it's like the love that Shabbos meal. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Who I did he need for Shabbos? Who and for an important need, not for a toy. And that's, they get that from the envelope. Otherwise, how do you defend the effort of offer envelopes? So if someone's out there, it's kind of, why do we have to defend everyone? Avinash said, and he said, well, he doesn't like to be so mad. Here. So that's basically the nachmina here. I'm not saying Ravadi is the same as everything, but as far as the envelope, so meaning this is the envelope from the envelope question. Envelope is mutter medina. Yeah, I mean, if you're throwing it out, not if you're making something useful. Versus an envelope is usher. Why would the envelope be usher? If the henchman don't need to say third time, it's no third time, it's open a letter. Shulchanot doesn't talk about it at all. The Kaddish says it's an Oraisa. And then everyone talks about how he's wrong. And half the effort of him saying it's also Garbon. And that's the Tachmina. So that's the Nachmina. The Nachmina is, can you tear open envelopes on Shabbos? Or can you open the plastic bags? Let's say from a Hadron. You're just opening the plastic bag, throwing the garbage. You know, games come like that. No, like the plastic pieces come in a plastic bag. You should just rip and throw in the garbage. No shock of anything. But according to Moshe, that's what the says, still usher, who's not a Shabbosy. So clearly playing games would be Shabbosy, right? Open up a brewery, he'll tell you what he thinks about playing games. You know, even if you're not there.
It's hard to say. It's I don't really think that the epitome of Shabbos is playing games or reading novels. Okay, Shabbos Mishnah and Aruch is that it's also reading novels on Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah thinks it's the worst thing in the world to play games on Shabbos. Even the Mishnah and Aruch.
What's the answer here for Moshe?
Correct. Correct. Again, he would have no problem if it was pop. Right? It's correct. Correct. So that is another big nafkamina. Is it only for Torah or not for Torah? Nafkamina is, again, it's your shout to Rav, when you go to the games, he never said you can't open games on Shabbos. You can't open games in a way that's a tikkun. But the game was explicitly. Who had Dave Tatsu in? Right? Where did he say that? Did I read it to you again, or you believe me? Bain Shin Shin Dere Mako, Bain Shin Shin Dere Machin, go true false. Okay, true false are important. The garden bit sock suin. What's the big deal? Right? And Rav Simcha Ben Cohen says only for food. He says only for food. And that is a big mahal. The court, the Orcha Shabbos, is, I don't know where you talk about tatsuin, but you would say for tatsuin. It says, if you're doing it structurally, that's the chazesh. That is a big machlokas tackle of a rabbi, even though he's usually most makel. Here's Machris, and you can open poison gates. Okay, it's an interesting machlokas. Nafkamina is. Why is this for sure, Walter? Why? Because, okay, there's no history or rebada, so you're not going to worry about it. Again, most people say that rebada is like an aerograph. Now we understand why he was so awesome, because you were ripping the letter to make it readable. You were ripping the envelopes to put in the garbage. That definition sort of things. Interesting. Then, anyway, halacha l'maisa, big machlokas ad hayom hazeh. Big machlokas ad hayom hazeh. You rip over the plastic tags that are totally garbage and poison, etc. L'maisa nero l'niyaz da'idin t'mikel. It's, first of all, no, it's that word that it's karbana. Those objects that the ducks are abundant, they were made, they were going home for food. And it's not so clear that toward our shots. We're not shkalpa, even if they anybody else in the toward their cup, they're done for no one to appreciate poetry.
But envelopes?
What? Envelopes were not mere, it's the things, and then it's not. We're not the positions. Envelope for my sister. Not where he had a going. Anyway, Lamais, I think we can make them again for the motion here, again for Avadia, because there's up front for our Vahapiel, and it's a kiddish to say toys are different than the Hubs. Even if you say only the Torah, who said what counts the Torah? Maybe the Torah can play the toys. Maybe it's only Shabbat can play the toys. Maybe we shouldn't be so pure cat. I mean, we should be for ourselves. I'm not saying that our goal and Shabbat should be to play the toys, but, you know, for the Hanukkah, maybe it would be superior. So Lamaisa, the Lamaisa, I think that even though the envelopes are so, envelopes like umbrellas, one of these things I never started to have to reform the Hebrew Hashemites. So we don't, unless you're in the Kazanish, although you must have made it by umbrellas. Anyway, okay, I think that we finished what we wanted to discuss here. I think we finished what we wanted. I hope. Okay, think about your questions. I think we finished what we want to discuss in this Indian of opening things on Shabbos. I'm not saying there aren't more details. Think of them. If you can ask me, I think it's interesting to the Robin, very much cheer. But we're going to go on. Next time, finish it to be valid. The rest of it is going to be details. Some interesting details that could be practical, but not like complicated things that went on 100 factors like this. I hope we got some sun. It's complicated, and go on to Sarch and Tesla. Okay, start up, everybody. And I'll, oh my gosh, I got off earlier. Okay. I wonder if I could just put, like, make it 1.25 feet, put it on white Taurus so no one will notice how long it was. Until we play double speed. Everyone lives in double speed, anyways. Yeah.